Welcome to Zikun Daf Siman. My name is Avram Goldhar, and today we're Masechet Zeravin, Daf Tzadik Beis. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara discusses a case of shtei chatzeros v'churva achas b'nehem, two chatzeros and a destroyed building in between, and the members of one chatzer made an error for itself to carry in and out of their houses, and one did not. Rav Huna says that we give the rights to use the churva on Shabbos to the one which did not make an error. The reason we don't give it to the ones that made Nerev is because the people who live there might bring things out from their houses to their chatzer and from there bring them into the churva. Chiya bar Rav, on the other hand, says both chatzeros are asked to carry to and from the churva. Rashi explains that because of the concern that the ones who made Nerev will bring things into the chatzer and then from there into the churva, we forbid even the people who did not make an Nerev to carry into the churva. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Gad gadol samuch hakatan, if a big roof is next to a small roof, Hagadol mutar v'katan asur, then the big roof is permitted to carry items onto it from inside the house, and the small one is forbidden to do so. In general, two roofs that are next to each other would forbid each other from carrying onto them. However, in this case, the big roof is completely surrounded by walls, based on gudasig, with an opening less than 10 amos onto the small roof. Therefore, the opening is not considered a breach, which would thereby connect the two roofs, but rather is considered a pesach, a doorway. On the other hand, one is forbidden to carry from inside the house onto the small roof, because it only has three walls surrounding it via gudasik, and is nifratz l'makma asula, completely open on the fourth side to an area that is forbidden to it, that being the large roof. And point number three, the Gemara mentions other cases that are similar to the Mishnah's case of a large chatzer that was breached into a small one. In all the cases, the Gemara mentions dior gadola b'katana, the ain dior katana b'gadola. The big chatzer has power over the small chatzer and pulls the small chatzer towards it, whereas the small chatzer has no power over the big chatzer and cannot pull the big chatzer towards it. For example, if there are nine people in a big chatzer and one person in an adjacent small one, then since the small chatzer is pulled toward the big one, they combine for a minyan. However, if there are nine people in the small one and one person in the big one, they do not combine, since we cannot say that the nine, who are the majority, will be pulled toward the one person. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara discusses a case of shtei chatzeros v'churva achas b'nehem, two chatzeros and a destroyed building in between, and the members of one chatzer made an error for itself to carry in and out of their houses, and one did not. Rav Huna says we give the rights to use the churva on Shabbos to the one which did not make an erev. The reason we don't give it to the ones that made an erev is because the people who live there might bring things out from their houses to their chatzer and from there bring them into the churva. Chiya bar Rav, on the other hand, says that both chatzeros are asked to carry to and from the churva. Rashi explains that because of the concern that the ones who made an erev will bring things into the chatzer and then from there into the churva, we forbid even the people who did not make an erev to carry into the churva. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that Gad gadol samuch hakatan, if a big roof is next to a small roof, Hagadol mutar v'katan asur, then the big roof is permitted to carry items onto it from inside the house, and the small one is forbidden to do so. In general, two roofs that are next to each other would forbid each other from carrying onto them. However, in this case, the big roof is completely surrounded by walls based on good asig, with an opening less than 10 amos into the small roof. Therefore, the opening is not considered a breach, which would thereby connect the two roofs, but rather it's considered a pesach. On the other hand, one is forbidden to carry from inside the house onto the small roof, because it only has three walls based on gudasik, and is nifratz l'makam asura. It's completely open on the four side to an area that is forbidden to it, that being the larger roof. And point number three, the Gemara mentions other cases that are similar to the Mishnah's case of a large chatzer that was breached into a small one. In all the cases, the Gemara mentions dior gadoa b'katana, vein dior katana b'gadoa. The big chatzer has the power over the small chatzer and pulls the small chatzer towards it, whereas the small chatzer has no power over the big chatzer and cannot pull the big chatzer towards it. For example, if there are nine people in a big chatzer and one person in an adjacent small one, then since the small chatzer is pulled toward the big one, they combine to form a minyan. However, if there are nine people in the small one and one person in the big one, they do not combine, since we cannot say that the nine, who are the majority, will be pulled toward the one person. All right, so now we go to a siman daf tzadik beis, and the siman is a tzav, a turtle. So here goes. The turtle infestation in the churva between two chatzeros, where only one made an erev, caused such concern that the residents carried their meals out on the big roof next to the small roof, while nine residents in the big chatzer made a minyan with the 10th resident in the small chatzer next to it. Once again, in slow motion. The turtle infestation, that must be on daf tzadik beis. The turtle infestation in the churva between two chatzeros, where only one made an erev, which reminds us, in the case of a churva between two chatzeros, where only the members of one chatzer made an erev and the other one did not, it's a malchokas of only the chatzer that did not make an erev can carry into the churva, or if both chatzeros are forbidden. So the turtle infestation in the churva between two chatzeros, where only one made an erev, caused such concern that the residents carried their meals out on the big roof next to the small roof, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, If a big roof is next to a small roof, then the big roof is permitted to carry items onto it from inside the house, and the small one is forbidden to do so. The big roof is considered surrounded by mechitzas based on gudasik, and the opening to the small roof is considered a pesach. It's forbidden to carry onto the small roof because it's nifratz l'makam asura. It is completely open to an area that it's forbidden to, that being the bigger roof. So the total infestation of the churba between two chetzeros, where only one made an erev, caused such concern that residents carried their meals out on the big roof next to the small roof, while nine residents in the big chetzer made a minyan with the 10th resident in the small chetzer next to it. Which reminds us, the Gemara mentions other cases like the Mishnah's of a large chetzer was breached into a small one, and in all the cases, the Gemara mentions dior gadola b'katana, the ain dior katana b'gadola. The big chatzar has power over the small chatzar and pulls the small chatzar towards it, whereas the small chatzar has no power over the big chatzar and cannot pull the big chatzar towards it. For example, if there are nine people in a big chatzar and one person in an adjacent small one, then since the small chatzar is pulled toward the big one, they combine for a minyan. However, if there are nine people in the small one and one person in the big one, they do not combine, since we cannot say that the nine, who are the majority, will be pulled toward the one person. So once again, the turtle infestation in the churba between two chatzeros, where only one made an erev, caused such concern that the residents carried their meals out on the big roof next to the small roof, while nine residents in the big chatzer made a minyan with the 10th resident in the small chatzer next to it. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.